SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 13th of November 2024. The Australian share market fell today by 0.8%. Mark Gardner from MPC Markets will have the details in a few moments. But first to the economy, where the Bureau of Statistics says its wage price index rose at its slowest pace of growth since March 2022 at just 0.8% last quarter, meaning for the year, wages grew at just 3.5%. That's down from its peak of 4.3% in 2023. And while it still is above inflation, which is at 2.8% since the end of 2020, the level of prices is up 19%, while wages is up just 13%. So for more, I spoke with Blair Chapman, economist at SEEK. Blair, what does today's official wages data say about the pace of growth of wages in Australia? What's driving it? And is there anything to be concerned about here?
Yeah, so the pace of wages is definitely slowing. And I think we've been seeing that since the peak last year. And everyone's been calling that sort of decline. And it's just that relative pace of decline, I suppose, that people are focused on now. And, you know, today's numbers would actually suggest that wages are growing a little bit faster than the RBA might have been anticipating at their latest forecast round.
What does it say about the jobs market then ahead of the jobless report on Thursday? And in addition to that, remember there was a time when we were worried about this wages spiral contributing to inflation. What does it say about that?
Yeah, so I think the chances that we're getting like a wages prices spiral, they're sort of those concerns are long behind us. The Fair Work Commission plays a big part in this. And, you know, last year we saw them give an outsized increase over 5%. This year they brought it down. And we're now seeing wages sort of increase just around that similar pace. And I think looking towards tomorrow, what it does say is the labour market's loosened a lot since last year and the year before. We're coming out of COVID. We've seen a really big decline in the unemployment rate, and then it started to go up again. More recently, we've sort of seen it stabilise. And I think we're reaching that sort of point of balance. We're not too far from the NAIRU, so that's the unemployment rate that the RBA is focused on when they're thinking about full employment. And, you know, they've said publicly that they think it's between 4.25 and 4.5. It's quite possibly it's just a little bit lower, and we're almost there.
How do these numbers from the ABS compare to what you're seeing on the SEEK website when it comes to advertised salaries there?
Yes, so it's interesting. You know, geographically and by industry, it's sort of very broadly aligned. The headline numbers we've been seeing come down for some time in our advertised salary index on the SEEK site. But at the moment, those new wages are actually slightly above the WPI.
When you break it down by industry, where are you seeing the biggest increases, and on the flip side, the smallest rises?
Yeah, so I think in the quarter, in the WPI, you saw the increases in the areas that are related to the Fair Work Commission's decision. So in those most award-reliant industries, so in the retail trades sector, in accommodation and food services, so very much aligned with Fair Work Commission decisions being passed on to workers in those industries.
And what do you think this ultimately then means for inflation and, more importantly, interest rates?
Yeah, so I think as it's been said for quite some time now, we're sort of in a neutral position, and the RBA is sort of going to be on hold for a little while. Wages are coming down. The labour market has loosened and it's sort of starting to sort of steady. And all that means it's we're sort of in a wait and see within the RBA really wanting to be confident inflation's doing its part. The labour market and wages are doing theirs, and now it just comes down to that sort of headline number of inflation.
That's Blair Chapman there from SEEK.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
The Australian share market fell today. The S&P ASX 200 off by 0.8%. Mark Gardner from MPC Markets has the details. Mark, a big tumble for the ASX today. Why? And has that Trump rally that many in the market have been talking about ended?
It looks as though it has ended a little bit. Tesla, obviously, overnight had its first pullback in a long while, about 7%. However, it was up nearly 40-odd percent, since the election. So, obviously, we had ANZ GOAX dividend today as well. CBA had some slightly disappointing earnings. But overall, the Trump bump's really been, very US-centric overall. And we've seen the Asian markets not really respond in the same way with the same optimism and enthusiasm. So, yeah, overall, I think it's just a little bit of settling down after the after the overall enthusiasm of the initial move.
I've seen some commentary today of the market, some economists continually pushing back their expectations for the first rate cut from the RBA. How much of that has to do with, I guess, the Donald Trump presidency and the impact potentially of tariffs? And what about other economic news? I mean, what's the market actually pricing in of the chances of a rate cut and when?
We've seen 2-year and 10-year bond yields in Australia head to very close to 5-year highs. They're only within about 12 basis points in the 10-year and I think 20 basis points in the 2-year overall. And then beyond that, really, we're nearly at sort of the highest levels we've been since 2011 for yields. So we had wage price index today. It was 3.5%, slightly less than expected. That's sort of the old measure of wages, And it does, it's usually very stable overall. However, it's still above the level of inflation. We even saw in reflected operating costs for CBA's result today that they had 3% rise in operating expenses, but it was mainly due to wage pricing, wage prices going higher or wage inflation. So overall, I think there is a little bit of a concern that Trump, obviously, either via tariffs or being a very pro-growth policy and trying to reduce taxes, that we might see a second run in inflation globally. So that is of concern because we've seen, since the first rate cut from the Fed, I think we've seen about a 60 basis point or rally in bond yields in the US as well. So people starting to get a little bit concerned beyond, a soft landing and to maybe it's too soft of a landing. And a lot of analysts are now saying they don't expect the Fed to cut, definitely not for the rest of this year. And as far as the RBA goes, we were always in the second quarter of next year. It usually is around about a 9-month delay from the US. But we are seeing many analysts, particularly on the extreme side, saying that we may just miss the rate cut cycle altogether if the US ends up having to tighten monetary policy again at some stage.
Yuan touched on the Commonwealth Bank. Quarterly profit, $2.5 billion. It's Australia's largest listed company. What do you make of the result and the challenges it's facing, considering it's also come off the back of the end of bank reporting season, because just last week we heard from all the other three big banks in terms of their full year profits?
Yeah, I think the CBA results were pretty good. I mean, it is Australia's biggest company and one of the most high quality banks in the world. And a lot of the deposits apparently from a lot of the tax cuts have really flowed through into mortgage arrears. So they've seen some stability in the mortgage arrears, which I think from NAB and ANZ, they saw a lot more loans go into arrears than what CBA has. So they have seen some stability there. Their net interest margins remain relatively the same. While $2.5 billion sounds like an enormous result, realistically, as we said, we're looking at it being Australia's largest company. A lot of their liquidity ratios, their CET1 ratios, were very well funded, well beyond well beyond the government regulation. I think still around about 77% is still funded from CBA deposits. So the business is in pretty good shape. The share price is probably a little bit overvalued at this stage because it only just met expectations. But most analysts have price targets, 30-odd percent lower. But CBA does tend to trade at a premium at all times.
Any other corporate news you're following today?
Yeah, we had James Hardie have a pretty good result. I think the market was expecting fairly dour Dow and News really because of their North American and European operations overall. But the likes of James Hardy and maybe Johns Lyng Group, which has just recently expanded into the US, we'll see a lot of repair work and a lot of building materials demand for that. Anywhere up to $200 billion in damage from the two hurricanes that went through the eastern seaboard of the US. So, the shares were up around about 7% today. They had a relatively optimistic outlook. Overall, but it was a bit of one of the very few green shining lights in an otherwise sea of red today.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors?
We've got agricultural earnings coming up. We've got the likes of GrainCorp, which is the ex-government grain processor, basically. They've got results tomorrow. We've got Elders next week, but we've had near-perfect conditions on the eastern seaboard for growing. Obviously, we had a fairly poor summer season because the Bureau of Meteorology gave a warning on El Nino, which didn't materialise. We're now looking at the chance of La Nina, which is the reverse. The wet conditions up until July next year is around about 70% and no chance of El Nino at all. So we'll probably get another couple of seasons, summer and winter crops doing quite well, particularly on the eastern seaboard. And they're looking at near record volumes potentially for that. So I think there'll be some pretty decent results come out of the country areas and the country businesses in Australia. And those businesses particularly are ever increasing their efficiency across the board and are actually very well-run businesses these days. So probably seeing fairly good opportunities in the consumer staples sector.
It's Mark Gardner there from MPC Markets.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.